You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, what I've got is Kevin Hart opened his first plant-based fast food restaurant called Hart House yesterday in Westchester, right by the airport over
there. Let's go.
Yeah, so he wants this new venture to attract regular plant-based eaters along with those who haven't yet been introduced to that world of healthy eating, people like you, Cappy. Hart said that his business is in the business of feeling good, and that's what Kevin Hart is all about. The fully plant-based menu features burgers, salads, fries, and milkshakes that are made from oat and soy blend. So you can have those milkshakes and not feel really bad about it, Cappy. There's also several, they said there's several other fast food plant-based options throughout LA, but Hart House's approach is to serve quality food within the $5 to $7 price range, which is far less than the competitors. So that's what you need to know.
All right, plant-based restaurant, huh?
Mm-hmm. Fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I've got one by my house. I've never been in it. Maybe I should go try it out.
You should try out Kevin Hart's.
Okay.
The Hart's House.
Do that. Support Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good guy. Seems like he knows what he's doing. He's a very good businessman. So
yeah. And he's ripped.
I trust it. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, the guy I always see his workout videos and everything. Mm-hmm. So, if he's ripped, I'll buy it. I mean, meaning that, like, he's living the lifestyle.
Plus, he's best friends with The Rock. So, you know that, like, The Rock is not allowing him to open any kind of restaurant that's into some nonsense.
Boy, this burger, though, that they got here at Hollywood Park Casino.
You have it yet or no?
I haven't had it yet. But
well, we had the sliders earlier. They were very good.
Bacon. Aged white cheddar, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, century sauce on a brioche bun and fries.
Yeah.
That thing looks bomb.
I mean, we crushed the pizza flatbread thing with the pepperoni and the onions and the sausage on it.
Also delish.
Yeah.
You've had the coconut shrimp. How
out
is
of
it?
Control.
Yeah.
And they've got this little curry mustard that's fantastic,
ooh,
too, that goes with the coconut shrimp.
Food here at Hollywood Park Casino is ridiculous.
Excellent. So somebody is betting here on your horse, LA Sports Radio, at LA Sports Radio said, at Sedano just took gambling advice from your show. And I said, if it goes south, it's your fault.
Yeah.
It's your horse, not
that's
mine.
That's the problem. I don't want anybody betting on this horse because the horse is 6-5.
Right. I mean, it's not a great bet.
No, you can't make money
it's
on
the
this
favorite.
Thing. Right. And what happens is when the horse doesn't win, you're all going to look at me and go, how'd the horse lose?
What the hell?
It was a favorite.
Right.
So I'm not betting on it.
Me neither.
In fact, I'm kind of rooting against it.
It's your horse.
I know, but it's like a reverse psychology thing.
So you where, want it to win.
Where, like, I want it to win really badly.
Yeah. Can you do, like, horse play-by-play?
You could.
No, I can't. I don't know anything about horse racing.
I know, but you are a play-by-play man.
I know, but I first of all, we're looking at it on my phone, and it's like it's like an inch and a half.
And your phone is, like, locked or something where I can't turn it and make it bigger?
I don't think you can turn this.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm pretty sure you should be able to move that sideways.
I don't think on TVG you can move it sideways.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to fix that.
I think you can, but I think your phone is locked.
No.
That's what I think. But I don't want to go through your phone because I don't want to go through your pictures. There may be something you don't want me to see.
No, it's not locked because it's open.
Oh,
I'll put it on the iPad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
the iPad.
That'd be awesome if you could put it on the iPad.
Hand it to me.
Really? You're going to be able to put this on the iPad?
I think so.
I don't know if we have the TVG app on the iPad.
Well, I'll download it.
Right. Hey. There you go. Lindsay will take care of it.
Well, we got 2 minutes of the race.
Your race is about to happen.
Yeah. So
anyway. So real quick.
Yes, sir.
Russell Westbrook.
Yes. Tell me the story.
So Jovan Buha.
I heard him earlier today.
On Ireland and Ramona.
That's right.
And he was on. He wrote a story at The Athletic. And it's funny because I got a text yesterday. I showed this to Lindsay. I'm just going to say it's a text, okay? That was very similar to some of the stuff that he was writing. And I didn't feel comfortable going with it because this is not a I just didn't feel comfortable going with it, right? But he is great at his job, and he has this information about how Russell Westbrook basically needs to play well or needs to play, be a good teammate, make the role work or whatever. Because if not, they made John Wall him, right? Which is what Houston did. It's basically tell him, hey, bro, just sit. We're
right.
Good.
Here, we'll pay you your $47 million, but do us all a favor and stay away.
Correct. Now, so I did a little more digging.
Okay. Ooh.
On this.
Okay.
I got some morsels for you.
Are these morsels or are these?
No, it's morsels.
Okay.
It's not a report.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
This is just crowdsourcing, as I like to call it. And in my crowdsourcing with Russell Westbrook,
yes,
I've learned, and by the way, as you see, basketball never stops, as my shirt says.
It's a nice T-shirt.
Yeah. The crowdsourcing, again, not a report.
Okay.
I've learned that perhaps the first 10 to 20 games for Russell Westbrook in this role will be unbelievably important to his future with the Los Angeles Lakers.
All right, let me tell you what I'm hearing.
You're hearing from me, you're saying.
Yeah.
You're interpreting what I'm saying.
Right, exactly. Yes. If Russell Westbrook doesn't play ball, and I don't mean dribbling and shooting.
Right.
I mean play the game of here's what your role is on the team.
Right, on offense.
Here's what we expect from you on defense.
Yeah.
Beyond just the game itself on the floor, we expect you to be this kind of a teammate.
Mm-hmm.
When you're speaking to the media, we anticipate you should be saying positive things, etc. If you're a pain in our ass, we're done with you. And guess what? We'll absorb the $47 million. You can feel free to go home and chill. Nobody's going to want to play you. And this is the last money you're likely to make in the NBA.
What about the last money he's likely to make in the NBA? But definitely the last money he'll make from the Lakers.
It will be very, very damaging, George. His reputation around the league already is he's a headache. Okay? People think his skill set has eroded. People think he's a difficult personality in the locker room. People think he can't be a role player. So he may be sent home, make his $47 million, and I don't know, maybe nobody ever wants him again.
I mean, I don't know about ever, but I do think that his days of being a max player are definitely behind him.
Well,
I don't think there's any question.
So,
but I don't know what he fetches on the open market to answer your question. I don't want to speculate because I don't know what a random team could do.
Okay, let me ask you this.
But I will tell you this, that from my crowdsourcing,
yeah,
to add to the Jovan Buha report that he has on The Athletic today, which he discussed at length today with Ramona and John Ireland on Mason and Ireland, my understanding from my crowdsourcing, not a report.
Okay.
Just informed speculation, let's call it.
Got it.
Is that the first 10 to 20 games for Russell Westbrook are going to be unbelievably important in regards to his future with the Los Angeles.
All right. Everything you ever have known about this guy, by the way, race underway, George.
Yeah.
Race underway.
Where's your guy?
And he's right up
on
here.
On the iPad, like I
he's
said.
He's right here on the iPad.
Yeah, you got
iPad.
The iPad. Great job.
Yep. And he's the only gray horse. He's the 8
oh,
right
I
here.
See. So he's right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's in 5th place right now.
Right. And he's a 3-2 favorite. And look, ooh, he's taking off right
here. Yeah, the 4 horses in the lead. And the 12's right behind him. The 6 is behind them. The others are your win play show at the moment. 13 in 4th place. Our horse number 8 is now moved into 4th place. You got the 4 horse in the front of the lead. He's got several horse races length in front. I don't know anything about horse racing. But
oh, wait, look. Look!
And
here comes
got
eight.
A charge
Eight's
here.
Just
on.
Making a move.
8 is making a move, as Cappy said. But now there's another horse making a charge
no,
on the
look,
outside.
That's 8. That's 8.
That is 8 on the inside now. 8 is trying to get in. He's in the mix here for the top 4. We got 4 horses right in front. The
he's
8
in
is
the yellow
now in
cap.
The third
look,
spot.
He's going.
We got the 4 horse
he's
up
going.
Front. The 8 is in the 8 spot. The 8 has taken the lead. The 8 has taken the lead on the outside. The 8 is trying to finish the race. The 8
go.
Is trying to
go.
Get. He's got
go.
A full horse
go.
Length on him. He is now separating
go.
From the pack.
Go.
The 8 horse is in the lead.
Go.
The 8 horse wins by several lengths, and Cappy's horse, a 3-2 favorite, is your winner.
How about that?
Not terrible.
Great job by you, too. That was amazing. That was on point, Sedano.
Seriously.
You could do it all.
Wow. Oh, that was exciting. That was exhilarating.
We should have bet on it.
It was
what?
Well, I mean, it was 3-2.
Yeah.
We
could have made a few bucks.
Wow.
Now all these people
but
that you
guy, LA Sports Radio, just
internet.
Made some money.
Yeah,
winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels so good.
Yeah. I've never called the horse race. Now I can. I'm
Boy.
Ready to go. Put me on the Kentucky Derby.
Seriously. You are ready.
Yeah.
All you got to do now is you get binoculars and you memorize every horse's name.
Yeah.
You can't use the numbers. You got to use
no,
the
I
name.
No, I know, but
you
I don't
even
know.
Had, like, the voice of, like, the horse guy, you know? Like
he
the,
does. He kind of
like
sounded
little,
horsey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not horsey, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know. He did the voice. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, it feels
What does that
good.
Mean so, for you, Cappy, when your guy wins?
Yeah, do you get any money?
Yeah, I don't know what the purse was in this race, but what happens is you take the winning team takes 60% of the purse, then you pay the trainer and the jockey 10%, and then you bring 40% home.
Oh, so good
if
job.
So if it were a $20,000 race, do the math.
Good job.
$12,500, I don't know.
Dinner on you tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you picking up the tab?
Yeah. Here, have some of this burger.
Some of this free burger
right.
we
have
just got
some of this
from Hollywood,
burger from
Park,
Hollywood Park.
Yeah, thanks.
That's right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
Beto is like yelling
belligerent
open
Beto out there. I mean, what's going on?
So back to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, you were saying.
So here's the thing.
Okay, so you were trying to interpret my interpretation.
So here's what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Everything you know about Russell Westbrook that you've ever known about his career,
yes.
His personality,
yes.
Everything you saw last year,
correct.
His game,
yeah.
The way he responds in post-game press conferences, knowing who he thinks he is,
yes.
Versus who everybody else thinks he is,
yeah.
Can Russell Westbrook conform
play nice.
To be a team player
play in the sandbox.
And a team contributor? And he would have to prove that in the first 10 games. Can he do it?
I mean, can he? Yes. Will he? I find it hard to believe. I'd have to see it to believe it.
I have to say, regretfully, I agree. Like, if what I heard earlier today from the dude from The Athletic, what's this guy's name?
Jovan Buha.
Yes. How do you spell that last name?
B-U-H-A. Buha.
Johan Buha.
Jovan.
Jovan.
Yeah.
He's never going to get this.
My man.
Yeah. J-O-V-A-N.
I read it. I heard the interview. I got to say, honestly, I don't think Russell Westbrook can be who the Lakers need him to be. Because I think in Russell Westbrook's mind, he's like, screw it. I'm getting paid or I'm not getting paid.
Yeah. But he's a competitor.
Yeah, but I don't... Competitor he may be. But a number three or a number four on a team... When you're a hyper-competitor, you're a number one. And you don't think otherwise of yourself.
Yeah.
And so if you can't get over the fact that I'm no longer a number one, I'm now a number four, if you can't resolve that with your own ego...
He can be a number one on like a team that's in the play-in.
I'm saying he can't be a number one with the Lakers.
Yeah. No, agreed.
He can't be a number two with the Lakers.
No.
He's not really even a number three with the Lakers.
I mean, he could be, but he wouldn't conform.
Okay.
To the process that they need within the structure of the team.
If he cannot be
yeah.
what Carmelo Anthony became, what Dwight
no.
Howard
no.
became.
I don't see that.
If he cannot become what those guys became.
No, I don't believe he. I believe he. It reminds me of like Allen Iverson at the end of his career, where he bounced to like Denver and then to like Detroit, and he tried to still be AI, and he just wasn't AI anymore. You know, as much as it pained me to watch that. And at all those teams were trying to let him be AI, and then they realized, can't be AI, bro. We should just part ways.
Let me say this.
Yeah. It's sad.
I want to speak directly to Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Because I assume that...
Can you do that on the other side?
Of course I can.
All right. So remember that you're trying to speak to Russell Westbrook.
And Russ.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk directly to you.
Yeah.
I'm going right after him. I'm going to talk directly to him.
Yeah. So we've got that. And by the way, look at this.
What do we got
Fat
here?
Fat Jack.
You just bet
he
on my
bet
horse?
The 8 horse. He's
you just bet on my
money.
Horse.
Look, he just gave us $100 because he bet on your horse.
No way.
Jack. Thank you,
dude,
Fat Jack.
Dude, unbelievable.
Look at that. You just
took gratuity.
So you got more money from Fat Jack on your horse than the owners of your horse will give you.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. He just made a fortune on that,
yeah, he
that
made
horse.
A, Fat Jack made a ton of money.
Dude,
FatJackSports.com.
Hey, Beto. Beto,
Sports.
Now we're buying drinks, Beto.
Yeah, Fat Jack just gave us $200 on his horse.
Yeah, now we're buying drinks.
No. After the show.
Yeah, after the show.
After
yeah.
the show, because Amanda's here. Show. If Amanda wasn't here, we'd drink now. But she's here.
Drinks on Fat Jack.
Drinks on Fat Jack. He just bet on Cappy's horse, and he won, like, a lot of money.
Big
there was
money.
A lot of hundreds there.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Did he really?
You didn't see the
You didn't see him?
No, like, I just missed it.
He looked like he was making it rain.
Yeah, I thought it was fake money.
That is amazing. Now you got to go put it on the next
God,
horse.
He must have bet.
No, hell no.
He probably bet, like, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 on that
That's
horse.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. All right. So tell Russell Westbrook who needs to know on the other side.
Right.
And you and I are going to clarify something about this whole Aaron Donald situation.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up in just a second. Stick around. We're back in a couple minutes. We are live from Hollywood Park Casino here. Hang out with the community. Our fantasy football draft party is going to be going on at 7 o'clock. Come hang out. Come enjoy this awesome food that we've been having. Stick around. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know that's true, too.
You play this song when you're romantically inclined?
No, I can't say that I've ever really played this song.
Boys to Men?
But you know what? It's not one. Maybe I should. Maybe yeah. I should play this song. Let me say something. This burger here at Hollywood Park Casino.
It was delicious.
Fire.
Yeah, I just had it.
Bussin'.
Yeah. I don't think Clinton is. We can hear Clinton.
We cannot hear Clinton. We cannot hear Clinton Yates.
The button is on.
The big CY is in the house.
Oh, wait.
Green button on.
Other things are happening.
Microphone.
There we go.
There he is.
Oh, hey. How are we doing, guys?
Hey. Nice engineering, by the way, George.
Good job. Yeah. Unplugged it and plugged it back in. That's
nice
always
job,
excellent
man.
Work. How's everybody doing?
What's up, big CY?
I'm good, man. I told you before the break, we got to have a little chit-chat.
Before you get to the chit-chat, let me pay off what he has. He has advice for Russell Westbrook.
Oh, very well.
I mean, I don't know if you heard.
Not financial advice. Not a crypto race situation.
No. Okay.
No, I don't know if you saw the Jovan Buha report in The Athletic about the Lakers could potentially John Wall.
This is what I thought they were going to do the whole time.
Russell Westbrook.
Just on instinct, so I'm not surprised by that. I did read the report.
And then I have crowdsourced since, and I would say that there is I have informed speculation, not
sure.
A report.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That the first 10 or 20 games are going to be very important to Russell Westbrook's future as a Los Angeles.
Oh, no. They're taking the nuclear option, which is to see if the actual scientific formula will not blow up the beaker.
And it sounds like, I mean, dude, 20 games? It's like, hey, we'll do
maybe
this.
Maybe 10.
We'll do this for...
I would say 10 to 20.
We right. only have so many Bunsen burners in the lab.
Right. This can only happen for 10 to 20% of the season. If Ooh. you can't be who we want you to be, then we got to get rid of you. That's the report.
That's fair.
So here's what I want to say to Russell Westbrook. My man, listen to me. I get it. I do. I understand, man. It hurts. You've been so good for so long, and you've been the man everywhere you've been. But here's the thing, dog. You haven't won anything yet.
Dog?
So I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying
good
to,
good Randy
like,
Jackson.
Trying to, like, you know, just really, like, listen, I'm wearing the Air Force One.
Let's get.
You see what I'm
keep
saying?
Keep talking to Russ.
So, Russ, here's what I want to say to you. Yeah. You can do this.
Yeah.
Look yourself in the mirror
right.
and say, dude, it is time. I play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and a new coach, and I know Pat Beverly's a pain in my ass, but you know what? I want to win. So, Russ, my man, you can do this.
Well, I also feel like you have selfish inclinations here as well.
What are those?
Because you have been very much a proponent of...
I meant the sneakers. I'm joking.
Yeah. If you play 65 games, you're going to be a playoff team. You're going to win near 50 games.
That's right.
And it looks like, I believe you and I had a wager on...
What was our wager?
Didn't we wager on like what they would be? Or we never probably nailed it down on
didn't
actual
wager. Didn't consummate the wager.
I'm tired of losing these bets. You know?
Didn't consummate the wager.
We did not consummate the wager.
Alas.
But we talked about, because I'm like, yeah, I don't see him. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work even if they play 65 games together. And you were now this report and my informed speculation thereafter puts that in jeopardy. Your particular hot take on if they play at least 65 games
together. I said if Russ, AD and LeBron could all play 65 games together rather than 21 like they played
They're
last
like
year.
They're like a top four seed.
Were you hanging out with Mace and the Strands before that? I mean, what are we, the Strands before
he
that?
He said top four seed.
Come on.
In the West?
Serious?
Yeah, why not? Because George went through this whole thing. He's like, are they better than Golden State?
Yeah, no.
Are they better than...
The Suns? No.
I said they could be.
Well, the Suns are the ones that banged them out of the playoffs the last time they were there.
Right. And they weren't 64 games last year.
Right. Okay, and then he said, are they better than Denver? I'm like, yeah, they could be.
Maybe.
Are they better than, who else did you ask me? I'm trying
Memphis.
To remember the order. Memphis? I'm like, they could be.
How about the team across the hall?
He asked
definitely
about that.
Not the team across the hall.
I said they could be.
Yeah. No.
I'm on the maybe side of the
You're things. On the maybe side of
yeah.
it.
So this hurts his original argument of if they play together. So that's why he's pleading with Russ to play well in the sandbox for the first 10 to 20 games.
The look in the mirror thing, I don't think that you can say it so generally. I think you got to say it specifically. You want triple-doubles? None of them will involve points, and then you can be on this
team. Do the Jason Kidd triple-doubles.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You want to give me assists? You want to give me steals? You want to give me blocks? You want to give me rebounds? Sure. Continue your streak that way. But if it's going to involve you throwing up a bunch of shots every quarter, that's not going
to
work.
We'll get to Aaron Donald later.
All right.
You have a bone to pick with Cappy.
So let me just regroup and recap very quickly.
Thank you for recapping.
Union Station, tremendous venue as an East Coast guy.
It was great.
Train stations. Yeah. That was a great place. The community showed up in full force.
Community was
strong. I want to shout out everybody who was there.
Yeah.
The community was in such full force that everybody who came through, we decided we were going to document some of the proceedings and take some pictures.
Correct.
Now, at one point, we took a picture, and some of us had made a decision that we were going to take a picture for those of us who look like us, as we like to say. And Cappy rolled up, and I said, hold on. This is a select situation. Let us do this first and move on.
It's like when you're online and there's, like, boxes to select and deselect.
Correct.
It was kind of like that.
Correct. Yeah. Which, at the time, I thought Cappy took like a man and said, oh, I understand.
Yeah.
This is reasonable.
But then?
Maybe the listeners and maybe all of the people who want to grow up and be in sports media can look at this and say, you know what? I have a place. It doesn't always have to include something else that's already there at all times. But no. Yesterday, I tune in. And bit or not, Cappy is going on and on and on about how religious minorities are the same as ethnic minorities. And here's the deal, Cappy. It's just not. When we are celebrating ourselves, it's because we like to do that. And it's not because it excludes anybody else. But here's what I'm going to say. You could have spent that time talking about how awesome it is to have the experiences, such as Beto taking you to East LA so you can get the tacos and everything, right, such as learning everything you do from Laura, such as everything I learned from everybody else, and so on and so forth. But instead, you went on ranting about how, come on, you're a minority. And it's like, bro, we're all here for a reason together. Let's do it that way instead of the, if it's not me, it's not nobody way, because that's the reason we're taking the picture to begin.
But hold on. Don't you understand something? My feelings were hurt.
Okay.
That's it. I was like.
That's okay.
I was like, wait a second. I'm like, I love all these people.
Right.
And I'm all of a sudden now I'm standing over here like, wait.
Like saying, look at my friends. They're having a good time. Look at all those talented individuals who are bringing in all these people who support my show too.
I can't be in the picture.
I mean, it's a one-shot deal. You could have walked right in and said, I get this one. Take two. Come on in. But if I got to listen to 10 minutes of you screaming at us because, come on, we wanted to include other people and not the Cappy. Come on. That's how it happens sometimes. I mean, the only minority,
can't you just be happy for us, Cappy?
The only minority you are, Cappy, is a minority owner for a horse. It's not anything different. And I love you, buddy, but I'm just saying.
Come on,
you got to understand. Sometimes we're going to do things to celebrate ourselves because we didn't get the chance to.
Come on, Clinton. I wanted to be in that picture. It hurt my feelings.
Clearly.
It just hurt my feelings. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I don't want to hurt your feelings anymore.
That was my way of lashing out.
Yeah, clearly. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But you only are the only one here who gets the opportunity to lash out.
Well.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me tell you something. So,
just be happy for us, Cappy.
Thank you.
So you know what? Can I bring it in?
We can bring it in. We can bring it in. Our communities have love. But
much love. Much love.
You can't be yelling about how you're not white and you're a minority. That's not how it works.
Cappy, you sounded a little choked up there when you were giving Clinton that.
Well, you know, I mean, listen. I mean, I'm being serious. I mean, I really felt like, wow, I'm not allowed to be in this picture.
So internalize that in terms of what George said yesterday perfectly when I was listening, which is, how does it feel?
Well, I'll tell you how it feels.
How does it feel?
So the night of the softball game, if you recall.
When you were playing on one leg.
Thank you.
After violating team rules that almost got him suspended before the game, by the way.
Right, right. My manager almost kicked me off the team.
I mean, I don't blame him.
No special treatment from what I understand.
Yeah. The game goes on. We get done. We all go to the Sunset Room.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody keeps telling me the entire night at the Sunset Room, just like this, how's it feel to be the only white guy in the entire place? Right? They're constantly reminding me.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So when the picture was being taken, I was like, I'm like one of those, I'm trying to jump in on it.
Do you want an honorary?
Okay. I'm not getting into the honorary
discussion. An honorary PhD?
I'm not getting into the honorary discussion.
I already
even Beto said no immediately.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, bad news for both of you guys, because I already got one.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Really?
And I can document it.
By whom? Dígame.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you after this break.
Yeah, let's do Radio Tinder, too. All right, Radio Tinder. Oh, there's those good sliders. Somebody get those sliders. All the food has been delicious here at Hollywood Park Casino. So, but real quick, let me tell you. Go ahead, Cappy. Tell the people about something.
Here's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Tonight, here at Hollywood Park Casino, I'm going to be drinking Coors Lights, okay? Because Coors Light is my beer, all right? I said to Blake Harris the other day, I'm like, what are you doing, man? You don't drink those big old – wait, can I get in that picture? No. Wait a second. It's Beto, Clinton, and George. Wait a second. All I want to say is this. There is no better time for Coors Lights. Middle of the baseball season, we're headed towards the playoffs. Pretty soon hockey's going to start, basketball's going to tip, and obviously football's going. So listen, let's all celebrate all of these victories with Coors Light, keeping California chill.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited to be doing Radio Tinder live here at Hollywood Park Casino. And what we're going to do today is we're going to involve some of the Sedano and Cap community on Radio Tinder. So I'm going to have them swipe on a couple of questions for you guys. Starting off with a video of a woman who is wearing a tiny G-string swimsuit to a family water park has completely divided the internet. She appears almost naked in a flesh-colored one-piece thong swimsuit, surrounded by splashing kids. And Cappy's over here looking at my screen trying to see if I have a picture.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on.
Well, I'll post one in the community. I'll post it on Twitter.
Of course.
I mean, don't you?
By the way, Lindsay's back on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah. I'm back on Twitter.
And by the way, she's got her first 10 followers back.
Yeah, I know. It said it takes like 48 hours for all your followers to come back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see if they show up or not. But anyway, people were sharing this TikTok and sharing their thoughts in the comments, with one saying that the kids don't care. The women are just concerned that their husbands are looking. Others said that the women should have respected other families and dress accordingly. So is it okay for a woman to wear a G-string swimsuit to a family water park? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
All right. I'm trying to decide here. On one hand, I would be looking, and on the other hand, if I'm being completely honest, I think it's totally inappropriate. So, is it okay? I'm going to say it is because you can, but it's not because it's just not the right venue.
I'm going to say I don't care. Like, first of all, I'm the wrong person for this question, but I'm going to swipe right. I'm fine with it because here's the deal. I feel like in this country, we have this ridiculous, like, fear of
modesty,
the human
tax.
Body. Yes.
Yeah. Modesty tax is big.
It's like, bro, like, I don't know, man. Maybe it's because my people, we grew up in a different country, you know, and it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, the body's cool. Like, it's okay to not be afraid of someone's body. You know what I mean? Like, this, I've always
she
hated
looks
that.
Good, too, by the way.
I mean, listen, I love these G-strings. Like, I run on the beach
every
day.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I run on the beach because for me, when I'm running on the beach, I don't even have to, like, think about running because I'm just, like, looking because it's bikini season right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you wearing one.
I thought you meant that as well. You fooled us both.
You guys thought that I was wearing one?
I would not put that past you, Cap, at all.
Yeah.
Would not. All right, so we're going to ask some members of the community.
Casper Villa is here, yeah.
Introduce yourself, and then let us know. Are you going to swipe left or swipe right if the people should be allowed to wear the G-string swimsuits in a family-friendly water park?
Casper Villa here. I'm going to go ahead and swipe right. As somebody who grew up with a father who demonstrated not only the tights, but the sweat, like sweatshirt when he come drop me off at daycare every day. Yes, it was embarrassing. I had to kind of get over the hump of like my father showing up in that kind of attire. But you know what, Cap? You know what, Sedano? It made me stronger. It made me appreciate
Builds character.
That everybody is their own individual. You know, sometimes, and when I've been able to travel across the world, I've seen other people just showing it off.
Yes. Nobody
did
cares.
Did you go to
give hugs, they give kisses, and they move on with their day of tax. I only feel this is an American USA issue.
Yeah.
And what Sedano said. We need to break out of that.
Yeah,
mold.
Let's go. It's okay.
Carpe
Did you go to daycare at a water park? I'm not sure. Okay. Because a water park is a big element of this, right?
Right. It's also like you're wearing a bathing suit.
Right. Because the water is there.
No, but he was saying the dad was wearing like biker shorts and a sweat.
It was like a weird
situation.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying if since it is a swim park, it is a water park, she's wearing a water attire. I mean, it goes
right.
hand
That's
in
fine.
Hand.
Agreed.
Wear what makes you look good and feel
By
good.
By the way,
you know?
Casper Villa, I want to say something right
Legend
now.
Legend in the community.
This guy right here put out today a 30-minute YouTube video, his analysis of what the Patrick Beverley trade means.
Great
so,
stuff.
So, hey, give everybody your Twitter handle, because in the community, you're not known as Casper. You're known as?
Oh, a lone wolf Tron cat. You can find me on Twitter, but you can also go on YouTube and just search Sports Most Wanted, where I discuss all Dodgers, all Lakers, anything pertaining to the two greatest organizations known to sports history, mankind.
Oh, listen to the crowd. Listen to the crowd.
Tune in, make comments. I'm always there to provide content. Whatever you need answer, I'm going to be there. We can grow together. Let's do this, y'all.
Yeah, let's do this.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
He's got quite a bit.
Yeah, you should hire him for Sided.
Well, dude, he's doing a great job on Sided.
He's got
the community support, by the way.
That's right, the community.
What's next?
All right, so Oscar Mayer announced yesterday that they're going to sell a hot dog flavored popsicle in a handful of U.S. cities.
Yeah. Lizzie chat.
The popsicle, which is called the cold dog, is being sold for $2 at Frozen Desserts Company pop bar locations in New York City, Atlanta, and guess what? Long Beach. So if you want one, you can drive down to Long Beach and get one. The idea came from Oscar Mayer's hashtag stupider genius social media campaign, but they said it got such a response from fans that they decided to bring the hot dog flavored popsicle to life. So would you guys try Oscar Mayer's hot dog flavored popsicle? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Blech. No, gross. I would never try anything like that. I don't even want to do the glizzy straw thing, so yeah. No.
I'm going to swipe left. The flavor sounds bad, but the action of the hot dog flavored pop, I don't know, man. It just sounds...
like a frozen hot dog.
I don't know.
Can I chime in on this a little
bit?
Sure,
of course.
Part of the reason why the hot dog even works at all with the minimal you get is that the texture and the flavor work together. If you depart from the texture with the same flavor, it's not the same experience. I don't need a frozen jobby on that front. It works because it's kind of hot, it's kind of weird, and you don't really know what it is. It doesn't work as ice.
All right.
That doesn't make sense.
So
right.
far, 0-3.
Let's
so
get
we're,
this
we're
gentleman
ask
here.
One more member of the community to participate, and just make sure you introduce yourself first.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name's at Chef Jesse D.
Yeah, Chef Jesse D.
Swiping hard left as the other one who works with food on the stage probably daily. The ideal of having to boil down fruit and hot dogs and strain it and freeze it.
Oh.
Hard left.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
All these weird flavors coming out now.
First of all, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Like today at work, I made grape strawberry sorbet. That was a task.
Yeah.
Trying to add
Although
hot
that
dog
sounds interesting.
That
sounds delicious. Yeah. On a hot
trying
Friday?
To add hot dogs to that.
Yeah. Mm,
gross.
Not going to happen.
Hey, Chef,
hard
I
left.
See your shirt says girl dad. I'm a girl dad. You got girls?
In 97 days.
Wow. Congratulations.
You're going to be a girl dad.
Awesome.
Mia Rose will be here.
Wow.
And yeah, so first daughter.
Yeah.
And I think your daughter's middle name is Rose, right?
It is, yeah.
And so my daughter's middle name is Rose as well.
Same
How
name.
About that?
Shout
that
out
is.
To you. Congratulations.
Great name.
Yeah. My sister's middle name is Rosalind.
There you go.
How about that?
Rosalina? No, Rosalind with
hey,
a
chef,
Y.
Hey, Chef, good to see you, man.
With a Y.
Thank
fact.
You, guys. Everyone give a hand up for our Sedano
yeah.
Cat community.
Yeah.
Yes, the community, always strong.
All right.
Thank
oh,
you. You
brought,
Ooh,
hey, Chef brought cookies.
Brought goodies, yeah.
What? Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
real
I appreciate
cookies.
That. Very
not
nice.
Cookies.
Not Mason cookies. Yeah.
All right. One
no,
more.
Good, real cookies.
That's right. What he said.
Yeah.
He's a chef, so
yeah.
I
Do you got
trust
one
it.
More? No?
One more real quick
okay.
here. So a Tesla owner spent $400 to have a microchip implanted in his hand so he no longer requires keys to get in and out of his car. He shared video of the process on Twitter saying that he actually had two chips installed. One allows him to do such things as store data or cryptocurrencies, as well as unlock his car with the wave of his hand. He said it's no different than using Apple Pay on your phone. It's like that, but it's built into your hand. So would you guys ever get a chip implanted into your hand for either of these purposes? Swipe left or swipe right. Clinton, you want to go first.
The big hard right super swipe. I would do this in a second. If it
freed me of carrying all the crap I have to have in my pockets between keys to get in and out. Heck, the radio station takes three different items to get in and out of. If I could just wave my hand Obi-Wan style and get into anything I wanted to and pay for whatever I wanted, I would do it in a deuce. No questions asked.
So I was just looking at – it was so funny that you bring up this story because I was – seeing a conversation, and maybe it stemmed from this story, I don't know, about these two guys I follow on Twitter that are really smart business guys, right? Like, they're always thinking about, like, you know, what's the next innovation, et cetera, et cetera. And they were talking about, like, just the sustainability of business, right? That everything is becoming automated, right? That was their initial conversation. But eventually it led to a conversation of either humans are going to have to adapt and become part of the technology in some way, shape, or form, or the robots are coming to take all our lives and jobs. And this is one way of adapting and melding those two things together. So I am also swiping right on this, and I feel like Cappy is probably not going to swipe right on this. I could be wrong, but I don't feel like you're in on this. I feel like you're terrified by this.
Yeah, I feel like I'm with you, Clint. I hate to carry a lot of stuff.
Right.
You know, so what I've started to do is I've stopped carrying a wallet. What I do is I take my driver's license, a credit card, and a debit card.
On the phone attachment?
And cash. And
no,
and
why don't you just have like one of these little things?
Well, I do. I do. But
yeah, so
even
do I.
Even that is too much nowadays. I don't want anything like that.
Donna and I have a similar setup.
I got the same setup you guys have, but I don't even want to carry that. So I'll take a credit card, a debit card, a license, and some cash, put it in my pocket so it's less bulky. Because I don't want to carry a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Hold on. Just loose leaf?
Yeah, loose leaf. Yeah, totally loose leaf. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But here's the thing. For some reason, even though everything you said sounds so right on, like a chip in my hand, I could pay for it like Apple Pay.
But you're making a weird motion. You're doing this. Imagine if it was the point. Yeah. Imagine if you could just hit people with the point
now
and you're
different.
In and out.
Because I was going to say I'm not into it, but once you just described it like that where I could walk around just going point, doors open, point, I paid.
I'm telling you.
I told you there's value.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, Cappy is the only person at the station who does not use his smartphone to get into the radio station. He actually had a card printed out for him.
No way.
He we didn't trust him with the technology, not going to lie.
And the thing is, here's the worst part. You ready? I have the card that gets me into the office, but after 6 p.m., it doesn't get me into the bathroom. There's no key fob.
It's after 7, actually.
I think that's just you, Cap.
I can't use the elevator. Okay.
Oh, right.
I mean, I have no key fob.
The key fob is a separate thing. Right.
Don't have it.
You got to give it the point.
That's what I see now. Now I want to have this thing.
I am the
very
police.
Convincing,
you know
very
what I'm
persuasive.
The community aims to please.
Yes. Cappy, there's a little live stream I believe going on with the show.
Yeah.
You're looking a little round.
I'm fat. I'm disgusting. Yeah. I am on September 6th.
Gotta be honest.
On September 6th, I start
the turnaround. Yeah.
You know what it is? The shoulders don't look good there for whatever reason.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. September 6th. The diet starts. Now, I know there's a lot of people in the community that are saying, I want to start the diet with you.
It's a reset date for a lot of people in the community.
Right. So what we're going to do is this.
You're going to do like a group diet?
We're all going to have a combined supportive. It's not so much a challenge. It's just more support. So what I'm going to do is on Mondays, Monday morning, everybody in the community that wants to go on this diet, we're going to do a check-in.
Yeah.
Where on Mondays, we all weigh in.
Yeah.
We all take a picture of the scale. We all post it.
Yeah, but
we post our weight loss.
A little accountability factor.
But right. I don't think you need to. Like, I think that sometimes you could not lose weight on the scale and look better and feel better because you're just working out and muscle weighs more than fat.
But
and all
I
that stuff.
But I need to
I'm,
lose.
I'm doing the weight gain, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it back to get a little bit more moving because I can't, you know.
I need to lose 10 to 15 pounds. And a lot of people in the community are like, I'm with you. So on September 6th, we start.
Yeah.
And then the accountability factor is every Monday, you'll take a picture of your scale, and we'll all document how much weight we lose.
Okay.
All right, coming up next, I do want to get to this Aaron Donald thing, but I also want you to stick around, Clinton, because I want to talk some baseball with you.
Sure.
Because we had Blake on the other day, and I asked him who he thought the biggest threat to the Dodgers was. Well, for those that didn't hear, we'll have that for you because I'm curious to see who you think that is.
Yep.
So, Sedano and Cap, we are hanging out here at Hollywood Park Casino till 7 o'clock. Our fantasy football draft is coming up at 7 o'clock. Plenty of people are going to be here to draft their teams. Come hang out with us. 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price,
Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, shout out Olivia Newton-John, obviously, who passed away recently.
Yeah, it's a late great.
Yeah.
I like how Chris said we were having a big topic of conversation this week. Showering with your dog.
Yeah.
In the shower.
I heard that.
Not showering with your dog
as
in the bathroom.
As opposed to at the beach.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Outdoor situations. Some of us know about that.
By the way, Cap, I know someone tweeted at us and asked, have you ever showered your dog with the garden hose? Do you know how cold the water is that comes out of your garden hose? I would never shower my dog with that. That's just mean.
My answer is yes.
You would, of course.
So here's the thing. Today is National Dog Day.
Right. What up, dog?
And I, well, that's just it, right? Like, I didn't know if it was like dog as in like canine.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it was
boy?
Like my dog.
A lot of
you know
confusion
what I'm saying?
In
right.
the Kaplan household.
So I did take a picture of my dog.
Yeah. What's the dog's name again?
Jack.
Oh, Jack. Oh, like Fat Jack.
Right. Kind of.
Also Fat Jack.
Correct.
Yeah.
Fat Jack the dog versus Fat Jack the guy.
Right.
Fat Jack the dog.
Yeah.
Took a little picture, posted it, you know, tagged Bo Derek in it. Because the dog was nice and clean because of the Bo Derek shampoo and conditioner.
I've heard a lot about that this week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I did the, I guess what I'd call obligatory dog post.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you like that on Instagram.
I'll
I
check
better
that
get
out.
On that.
I'll check that out. Did you hashtag a National Dog Day?
I don't think so, but I think I wished him a National Happy Dog Day.
Oh, okay.
Aw. Well. Did you give him like a bone or a treat or a toy?
Did you give a dog a bone?
You got to give him a toy on National Dog Day.
Maybe you might have found him some of those... the things he can eat that we all like. You know, they have those for dogs, too, by the way.
Yeah, like treats.
I live in Venice. You know, they have the other ones for the
dogs.
Too.
Yeah.
Those are his things.
Those things that we like.
Yeah.
No,
yes.
Gotcha. All joking aside, I had a buddy. You know him, Jose Alvarez, who is big time. He's a TV producer here at ESPN.
Absolutely.
He had a dog that was slowly passing away.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have much long to live. And they were giving him CBD treats.
Right, yeah.
And made his last few months on Earth great.
I did that with Sam. He was a diabetic, blind, arthritic.
Oh, my goodness.
He was 14 when he left this Earth. Great dog.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the CBD treats probably gave him an extra 2 years to live.
We had a friend who had a dog that was, like, out of control, like, just jumping on everybody and barking like a maniac. I mean, the dog was just very hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And somebody, I'm not sure who, I don't want to really say, and maybe I'm not really sure, but somebody may have slipped the dog a little 10 milligram.
Oh, somebody. Deal. Is his name Cot Scaplin?
No, not that guy. Not that guy.
Okay, sure. All right.
You know, somebody slipped that dog a little 10 milligram deal, chilled that dog the hell out.
For those of you who can't see, because nobody can see, he put there was a little back tuck motion that Scott demonstrated with that, as if to give a dog something that nobody else can see.
Right.
Quite funny.
Hey, dog, come here. Take
baseball.
Too
funny.
Real quick. Speaking of dog, Aaron Donald's your dog. He got your back. He'll swing some helmets, too.
Dude, Aaron Donald, man.
So here's what and I don't know if this has been widely reported or not about this Aaron Donald situation.
Okay.
But the league, people are wondering, oh, Myles Garrett, is this going to be a situation where he's getting suspended, blah, blah, blah. First of all, I think there are differences.
Totally different scenarios, if you ask me.
Lindsay and I had this conversation. She is not happy with the NFL.
Well, you can imagine why. Sure, I mean, right? I mean,
well, wait, let's just start off by saying that I don't know if it's like Cleveland hate, but I remember when Myles Garrett hit Mason Rudolph with the helmet and everyone was like, that's assault. That's a felony. He should be in jail for that. Like, if that were a normal guy and he didn't play in the NFL, he'd be in jail. That's really what people were saying. All the national pundits and all the shows, including ours.
As a national pundit,
saying.
I'll tell you what I said.
Go ahead.
What I said is
pundit.
That the first person who needs to be suspended in that situation is Mason Rudolph because he tried to pull off the helmet. That's what I said. Now, I would understand why people are upset with Myles Garrett, but that to me is a completely different situation.
So
game
so
scenario number one.
Number one.
National
biggest.
TV number two.
Right.
And that's just the bottom line. That is a different circumstance than a practice with 100 dudes on the field at the same time.
And the other part of the equation is this. Because it was on national television, all right?
Monday Night Football, high visibility.
A picture is worth 1,000 words, right? Like, that's what they say?
Yeah.
So, if you – and I'm looking at it here. This is actually a GIF of it.
This is
a – yeah. Yeah. So, it's pretty wild when you see it. So, you have, like, the visual of Myles Garrett hitting Mason Rudolph. However, what you have in this video with Aaron Donald is some grainy-ass video from hundreds
like 75
of
yards down
feet
the field.
Away.
Right.
that's zoomed in, and he's swinging, but you don't know what he's swinging at, who he's swinging at. You don't have the same visual that you did with this. If you did, if it would have happened right by where the crowd was, and you would have seen Aaron Donald tried to hit somebody without a helmet, then maybe the Rams would be pressured into having to suspend him. But the point is that the league, according to the collective bargaining agreement, cannot suspend them in a practice setting situation. That is, the teams involved have to discipline their players if they so choose
to. So the Rams have said that they're going to handle this internally.
Correct.
What are they going to do? Well, what are the Rams
going to have a stern talking to?
What are the Rams going to do? Hey, Aaron, we're suspending you. You're not playing on opening night against Buffalo at SoFi Stadium right behind us.
Keep it up.
But I just want to let people know that the league has no recourse.
I understand. But
no, I get that part.
You guys are right. You guys are right. On Monday Night Football, when one giant dude has a helmet in his hand and he's trying to hit a guy who, by the way, is a quarterback who doesn't have a helmet on, that is very different than literally 100 guys in a big scrum and Aaron Donald swinging helmets while fists are flying. It's a completely different deal.
He was also knocked to the ground himself, to be clear about the actual sort of pugilism that happened. Yes. Yeah, you know, like, and to me, no, Donald in that situation falls down himself.
Right.
Like, obviously he wasn't just out there taking shots at random people. I mean, even if it appeared that way. But I got to say, I will repeat, Mason Rudolph trying to rip Myles Garrett's helmet off is still the number one thing that happened in that situation, Lindsay, that I think about first when it comes down to that situation. He was the one in the wrong first. Garrett might have freaked out, but let's not forget what led him to that.
Honestly, I got to tell you, I don't even remember.
Yeah, you forgot about that part. That's what I'm saying.
It's because he said a racial slur at him.
The idea,
that's what made him react that way.
He tried to rip his helmet off, and Garrett got up and freaked out. That's what happened. You
know? What is the crowd yelling? What are we yelling here? The helmet's what?
Okay.
Donald's helmet had padding. Yeah, and Myles Garrett had no padding. No. But hold on. Don't you understand that Aaron Donald had two Cincinnati Bengals helmets in his hand? They didn't have padding on them. As a matter of fact, when you can see him swinging
over the top.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
When Aaron Donald hits somebody else's helmet, you hear the sound of it.
Right.
You know? But look, is it violent? Sure. You know? Are you concerned in any way about Aaron Donald like losing his cool in games?
A little bit.
Seen him a couple times do that in games.
Yeah.
You know? But the NFL isn't doing anything to the star of its league, the defending Super Bowl champion. Particularly, they ain't suspending the guy on opening night against the Buffalo Bills Thursday on September 8th. They're not suspending him. They're not doing anything about this, and neither are the Rams.
No, you're right. And that leads a little bit to Lindsay's theory that maybe this is a little bit of a bias, maybe not against Cleveland, but certainly toward the Rams. But I'm not going to say they've earned it. I'm going to say I understand it.
My point was just that if people were out there saying that the physical act of him hitting somebody with a helmet in the head is, you know, that's a felony, that's assault, then what – Aaron Donald did.
But we don't have a clear picture of what he did
as opposed to
Myles Garrett.
I think that there's pretty clear pictures that have surfaced.
It's not quite the Zapruder film, though. I mean, it's kind of distant, you know. Like, it took me a good 5 watches to realize what I was actually looking at, George. You know what I mean?
And whereas, I'm totally with you.
You saw it immediately because it's crystal clear 4K or whatever it was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Every ESPN camera in the world was on that.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. I mean, until Aaron Donald kind of falls backward and out of it, you're like, I didn't even know who that was.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's break early because I do want to get into some baseball talk with you.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to do that because we talked about who the biggest threat to the Dodgers are, who are playing right now as we speak. But we can touch on that a little bit.
Also, Beto's coming up.
Beto is coming up.
Yeah, and yes. Beto's going to be here on Fridays because as you guys are driving to whatever high school football game you might be going to, Beto is like, he really knows the whole high school football scene around L.A.
Yeah, and also there's something that was said today on ESPN by one of my actual friends who I was very disappointed in, is what I would say. Because I just feel like he's just being a little too pie in the sky, is what I will say. I am very much the company man in that regard, but I've got to take a friend of mine, to task.
No. Just like I had to do earlier with Scott about
perhaps,
the
yes.
Can't wait to hear this.
So all that coming up. Stick around for the next hour. We're going to be here for the next hour or so. We're at Hollywood Park Casino. Our fantasy football draft party is taking over at 7 o'clock. Stick around. 7:10 ESPN. Back in 2 minutes.